I think humans have an opportunity to rehabilitate, but to do that, you have to admit that there was a problem and grow from it. I personally don't think that Brian will be coming back to the anchor chair. I think that that would be a real vulnerability for the NBC News division. And I think that there are people who work in the NBC News division who would find ways for him to fail if NBC attempted to do that. But I have hope that as a human being, we have second chances and third chances and we can grow. And hopefully that there is maybe there's a career path for Brian Williams after this, rehabilitated.
In your work, because you worked in the media.
I did.
You've worked with anchormen and women. And I'm wondering, did you work with any anchors who had this sort of problem where their work was suspect?
I had many experiences where an anchor's personal life started to impact their professional credibility. I have never had the experience that NBC is facing now, where someone in their reporting, in their on-air responsibilities, had maybe in the worst case scenario fabrication, in the best case scenario embellishment. So I can only look at this as a bystander, like everyone else. I didn't have a specific experience like this.
What does this case with Ryan Williams do as far as the field as a whole? And, you know, the way that audiences take it in and the ability of other reporters and anchor people to do their work.
You know, when you build a house, every single element that goes into that house matters, because if something goes wrong, the whole house can tumble. Same thing's true with the House of Journalism. We stand together, we build journalistic credibility together, and when any of that becomes suspect or vulnerable, the whole house can come tumbling down. I think we have lots of research that shows that there is a rather cynical attitude from our American public towards journalism. And that doesn't happen accidentally. It comes from stories like the Brian Williams episode, where someone who's very high profile, who's been trusted with great responsibility and stewardship of our journalistic credibility, makes an error and does something so profoundly wrong that the rest of what we do becomes suspect.
And does that have an impact in everyday work, do you think, of journalists?
I think that we are seeing that within the NBC News division. The everyday work of the folks who've been showing up for decades at NBC News, they're feeling it. If you read some of the interviews that are happening with other colleagues at NBC, some of the leaks that are coming out of the NBC News division, I think people are feeling this very, very personally, because what Brian does impacts them. The credibility of the NBC News division hinges upon how all of them behave together. And the bad acts of one individual can tarnish the good acts of everybody else.